And joining me in the studio this afternoon from the Acadiana Center for the Arts are Nicole LaCour, Paige Krause, and Leah Grafe, here to talk about Second Saturday Art Walk. There are a variety of things happening over there, but in particular, a pretty extraordinary installation that's taking place at the center. It's a part of the Residency at the Center program. And Paige, I know we were remarking, we can't believe it's already the third residency. It seems like you all just came to talk about the whole series. So before we speak with Leah Grafe about this particular residency and her creation, tell us about the program and why you all started it.
Yeah, so we're really excited. Leah's actually our third artist in residence this year. We have one more coming up in May. And we started the program this year to really support our local artists that are creating original work. And so it offers a platform for them to actually research, create, and then either showcase through performance or through an installation through mixed media or performance-based work. So Leah has actually been working on hers for probably about 6 or 7 months now.
Yeah.
And her show will open this Saturday and be up for 2 months at the ACA.
I would think this residency program is particularly helpful to artists who do have these mixed media installation performance pieces. It's a little harder to find a gallery to represent you, to find a place to show your work. So I would think this would be just a fabulous opportunity for these young artists.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. And we, you know, really wanted to work with our students also that are coming out of the university to kind of give them this time to really invest in the process and not so much the just showcasing of the work, but to actually have time to build the work and have a stipend.
I know that your last artist in resident was a graduate of the university,
right,
and Leah is as well.
Yes, I
graduated
am.
A couple of years ago
from
the university.
Yeah.
There's so much happening here in the university in terms of multimedia and performance art, and we don't get a chance to see that and to see the talent that we have here at the university. So congratulations and kudos to the ACA for recognizing that and creating this program, the residency at the center, so that we all
excited.
Get to enjoy
That'll
it.
Also, at the end of this month, open up for applications for artists that would like to apply for the residency for our next year, for our next season.
I have a feeling you have a lot of young artists applying after seeing what they've done this past year at the ACA. So, Leah, you graduated a couple years ago. You've been involved in a variety of art forms. I know we often see your name attached to photographs. You're a photographer. Tell us about some of your other artistic interests that you've developed along the way to this point.
I did graduate from UL in 2011 with a visual arts degree, and I did concentrate in photography. But while I was at the university, I also took ceramics classes, and I really do enjoy 3D work. So getting the opportunity to kind of push myself in a direction that I normally wouldn't go in was a great challenge, and I'm really excited that I got to do it. I'm very grateful for Paige and the ACA for giving me this chance to do this. And actually having a performance with it is a lot of fun too. So it was great to pursue these other territories that I hadn't had a chance to do otherwise. But as far as other creative things, I am with PACE. I teach for the PACE program through the ACA. So that's a great challenge in and of itself, getting to go to our Lafayette Parish Title I schools and be with those students all day. And
what ages do you teach?
I teach first and second grade, but I have taught kindergarten, first, second, and third. But this year I have just had second and first grade. And it's a great challenge as far as bringing art down to the basics. You know, it's such a broad term, art. And so being able to break it down and make it fun and interesting for students and apply to their curriculum and what they're doing at school, it's a fun challenge.
Do you find that working in the schools has been a bit of an inspiration for this piece? And I want to tell people it's called Biophilia.
Yes.
And they'll get a chance to see it at the opening this coming Saturday. But working with, cause there is a bit of a component to it of going back in your memories.
Yeah, and absolutely. That's, I think any PACE artist would say that working with the students, the biggest reward of it is seeing them learn through an art process and to see them excited and to see that, not naivety, but, you know, just that innocence and that pure joy of discovering something or learning something new or and just feeling free and comfortable to do that, to be themselves, to not have any outside influences that would hold them back or make them timid or anything like that. So it's encouraging and you get a lot from it. You know, you want to be like that. So I kind of – that's what the space is – what I want it to be about is bringing you back to a place where you weren't afraid to explore or to be yourself or to make a mistake or, you know –
Now, see, I think that's what people would find fascinating. You start off with that idea, that's what you want to give to people. That's what you want to impart to people. Mm-hmm. And then you have to go about creating that, bringing in all those elements that actually will do that.
Right.
So with this piece, Biophilia, it has a kind of a static component will exist at the ACA during the residency. Mm-hmm. And then there is a performance component as well. How did you start creating the set piece?
Well, I'm collaborating with Christy Cornell and Allison Boldehart on the project. And Christy and I have worked together. I mean, we've been talking for at least a year now just about the project, and we just wanted this space where it would be a sensory experience. You know, nostalgia is a very strong thing, and touch and smell, you know, how can we create a space that would do that? And anytime you think back to being free or being relaxed or being whatever, you know, it's part of that, I think, stems back to being in nature, being outside, being around something that's bigger than you. And as you get older, you know, you tend to think, what is bigger than me? Well, nature still is. You know, the outside world is still much bigger and broader than you. So going and trying to create a space where someone could exist in there and maybe not think about work or not think about their life as it is at that moment, but just take some time to relax and think about how things were. What did you want that was simple when you were a child or younger? And, you know, what can you do now to still attain those goals?
And that's a challenge when we live in a city.
Yeah,
and I
exactly.
know you mentioned in your artist statement, particularly for people living downtown or in any concentrated area where they're working in small spaces, not connected to the outdoors.
Exactly. I also am at the Children's Museum. And sometimes, you know, during lunch, I would like to just go outside and sit in the grass somewhere. Mm-hmm. And there's not much green space downtown. Mm-hmm. So I thought that would be a great idea, too, to provide a space where people could come in for 15 or 20 minutes, eat lunch in the space, or just sit in the grass, take your shoes off, have a seat. I don't know.
Well, now that is a challenge because you are within a space within the Acadiana Center for the Arts. What elements did you and your collaborators start choosing to create that space that wouldn't feel artificial, that somehow our disbelief would fall away?
Right.
What did you choose?
We actually are installing actual grass into the space, so that was actually brought to the ACA today, so we'll be installing the grass this evening. And I also worked with the Center for Ecology and Environmental Technology through UL and worked with them on growing some native prairie grasses and just spending a lot of time out in that space and the work that they're doing out there. So we wanted to bring in as many natural environments as possible. And we've also been working with – I've been making ceramic leaves and things. You know, so we're trying to mix the made and the natural together, but keep it organic and keep it alive.
Well, ceramic feels organic somehow.
Yeah, it's made from the earth, so it's still all of
Now, even though
processes.
It is an enclosed space, you can see the outdoors from this gallery.
Yes, it's in the art loft, the Moss Art Loft, and that's on the second story of the facade of the ACA that faces Vermilion Street. So it's all glass in the front. So it's part of the thing that I've pictured is, you know, a rainy day where if it's rainy and the glass is hitting the rain is hitting the glass, you can still be sitting in grass and being able to enjoy kind of being outside.
Well, you're installing that at a good time of year for rain. Everyone knows that.
And it's not cold inside the space.
Yes, you can really think about that spring day.
Yeah.
How large is the space? Give people a sense of what we're talking about.
The art loft is about 400 square feet. Mm-hmm. And then the Malia Gallery is on the side, and that's about a 50-foot space. So it's pretty large, but it can be intimate at the same time.
Mm-hmm. So how many people can fit in that space at one time?
I think about 30 people can get in there. Okay. But if you're laying down, maybe less.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm also imagining that it would be a really nice thing to go back to the ACA to see it. Or Art Walk's always wonderful, yeah, and it's going to be great to see the mm-hmm. installation. Yeah. But to spend some time with it,
absolutely.
I guess by yourself.
Yeah, mm-hmm. absolutely. I know I plan personally to spend a lot of time in there once it's all up. But part of the idea also was that the space would change from the beginning to the end. And I'm hoping that – but I'm working with natural elements. So, mm-hmm. you know, there's mm-hmm. always that chance for – I mean, just no control over what's going to really happen to the grass.
Okay.
But –
because it could be growing.
It could be growing. Mm-hmm. It could be changing. Mm-hmm. And some of the sculptures have natural elements in them too. So I'm hoping that they are different from the beginning than they are at the end. And – I don't know. I just think that's part of it.
So just describe some of the sculptural pieces that we might see there.
They're figurative. Mm-hmm. I worked with Morgan Munzig. Her parents are Christy Guillory and Mike Munzig. Mm-hmm. She's a great kid. And, like, I wanted to spend time with her in this process. And she worked with us. We did plaster casts of her legs and her shoulders. And so she's – her body is going to be incorporated into the space as well.
Well, and I guess you did want to incorporate that adolescent mm-hmm. right. child within that space because mm-hmm. we're going back to
yeah.
that time,
yeah.
that time when you really feel very connected mm-hmm. to nature.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. But she's as tall as I am, so.
I don't want to call her a child.
Yeah.
Sorry if you're listening. If you are just tuning in, my guest is Leah Grave. Mm-hmm. She's an artist, and her piece, her installation piece, Biophilia, will open at the Acadiana Center for the Arts as a part of the residency at the center. Paige Krause has been creating this wonderful program and working with the artists who have been involved. Leah is the third in the series, and Nicole LaCour is with us as well to talk about what else is going on. There is so much at the ACA. So Biophilia will open the space that you are creating with sculpture and natural plants will open to the public on Saturday, and
right.
people will be able to enter into the space and see that. But
right.
you will have a performance element
That's
that
right.
will take place the next week.
That's
and
right.
there will be a sunrise performance.
Sunrise performance. Early in the morning.
Yes. Very early in the morning. 6:45,
yes,
I think.
6:45 or 7. We're going to start timing the sunrise to make sure we'll have a definite time. But yes, I also collaborated with Allison Bull DeHart on the project, and she has been working very closely with me to make some songs and some verses and lyrics that respond to the space, respond to what her life was like as a child growing up in nature, and the importance that it is to kind of have that connection with the environment that you live in. They're beautiful songs. They're very great. I'm very excited to be working with her. And we've also been very lucky to have Chad Vietar work with us on the sound and on music. And Joanna Devine and Jesse Lalonde are also going to be performing with us on March 16th. So we're very excited.
And that will be within the installed piece, the installation.
Right.
You did mention that there's only room for about 30 people.
That's right.
So do you need to reserve a space?
Absolutely.
Okay.
There are tickets online on the ACA's website, acadianacenterforthearts.org. And you can go in person and also buy the tickets. And they're only $5. It's not a lot. And after the performance, Allison Schecksnyder will be at the ACA to she's planned a yoga session to kind of correlate with the space as well, to kind of further that connection with your body and nature. And I've just been really lucky to be able to work with such great spirits, great souls, you know, really good people. So it's been a great experience.
Well, it sounds like you're trying to offer people the opportunity to interact with
right.
the performance, actually.
Right. Absolutely.
So if you're interested in that Sunrise performance on the 16th, mm-hmm. get your tickets mm-hmm. through the ACA, call because it's a very limited space,
right.
and be a part of this just amazing artwork, living artwork that we have here in our community at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. But if you can't make it for that, you can certainly attend the opening or
right.
spend some time in that space
yes.
by yourself,
mm-hmm.
just enjoying the space. And do you have an artist statement there? Are there things that people can read?
We will have mm-hmm. all of that, right.
Okay.
Yeah. And also in the space, we're going to have some clotheslines on the windows so that you can kind of leave a note, leave your mark. If you want to make a comment about something that you remembered that you held dear when you were a child and mm-hmm. you've kind of forgotten about it, you know, it's kind of a reminder of I don't know, mm-hmm. things that are attainable.
Another thing that people must wonder about performance installation pieces, what do you take away from it, Leah? You don't have a painting that you can store or put on your wall, or you have some sculpture, mm-hmm. but it's only very small parts of the whole. What do you take away from it as an artist?
I think it's just this whole experience for me mm-hmm. has been what I'm taking away from it. You know, the work is the product of this great experience that I've had for the past year. Being able to, it's like I put myself in a situation where I was able to be outside more, where I was able to make those connections that I kind of had let slip away from life, from getting older, from having responsibilities of work and things like that. So I'm just grateful for being able to spent the last year the way that I was able to. And there are some nice pieces that I'll be able to mm-hmm. take away with it. There are photography. Christy Cornell has done some of her photographs for the space. I have some photographs as well. So there are things that physically you can take away, but I think just the time I was able to spend with the people that I've collaborated with and the people that have been so generous to me to let me for letting me come mm-hmm. out to their facility and spend as much time as I need to out there, for helping me grow these grasses. You know, it's just been a great experience of getting to know people and getting to learn new things.
I would think it would also inspire and encourage those of us who think, oh, I can always go see that piece of art.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I can always go look at it again.
Yeah.
And we don't really take the time to
right.
fully experience
mm-hmm.
that moment, that piece of
yeah.
art. I mean, certainly as a culture where we think we can always access anything
mm-hmm.
we want to, but a work such as yours, we can't.
No.
It's only there while you have it installed
right.
or the performance,
right.
and then it's not there.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's great. I like that too.
Well, we certainly appreciate you doing that, creating this kind of an art, and so glad that the ACA is focusing on students here at the university, recent graduates,
mm-hmm.
and artists who may not have another space. That is the Residency at the Center program. Leah Grafe with her Biophilia piece is the third artist in that residency series, and there will be a fourth this coming spring, and who
right.
will that be?
That'll be Darylyn Robertson, and she's actually a costume designer. And she'll be in the side gallery. She'll also have a layer of performance with hers, too.
Oh, we look forward to talking
yeah.
with her later on in the springtime. In addition to Biophilia, there are lots of other things happening. And
there
Nicole
are.
LaCour is here with us from the ACA. What other exhibits are up?
Well, we have FaceTime, which is an exploration of portraiture in the main gallery. And they've been putting it up over the last couple of weeks. And it's always my favorite time of working at the ACA is watching a new exhibit go up. And I've been kind of taking sneak peeks of what's there. There's a big mannequins with bunny suits on. Mm-hmm. And I took a sneak peek in Brian's office, and there are these beautiful ethereal watercolors portraits. And there's just a wide range of approaches to portraiture, some really large-scale work, as well as some really small tin-type prints, photographs from a prison in Louisiana. So it's going to be really interesting. I wanted to mention I had a chance to listen to a recording of what Leah and her friends will be performing, and it's really beautiful and really ethereal, and I can't wait to hear it and be there at sunrise. And on Saturday, we will have Roseanne Cash in the building. She's performing that night as well, and then we'll be performing the next night at the Hyman Center. And the ACA performance is sold out, but there's still tickets for the Hyman Center. And I made sure that Cash's people knew about Leah's installation. And so in my imagination, I have this image of Roseanne Cash walking through the grass
barefoot.
And Leah's installation. So we don't know if that's going to happen,
but
I think it would be cool. So, you know, that's another reason maybe to come sneak out and come to Art Walk is you might catch Roseanne Cash walking in some grass and looking at beautiful artwork. Again, might not happen, but you never know. We also have something really cool that we're all very excited about that happened kind of spontaneously on the glass in front of the building. We have a dance group coming in April. David Dorfman Dance will be presenting Prophets of Funk. And it's based and set to the music of Sly Family Stone, and a funk band named Machete will be performing. And so somebody had an idea of putting a large graphic on the window as a promotion, and it was kind of expensive. And then we started thinking, well, why not just follow our mission and go ahead and pay a local artist to paint a mural? So as we speak, Jonathan Wilson has been painting, otherwise known as JJ, has been painting this really funkadelic mural, kind of freestyling it, and he just did some quick sketches, and now he's painting it on the walls, and it's really fun to watch and fun to see, and a good way to mix, you know, promotion of these performances with helping local artists make money and be professional and tying it all in together. So it's really going to be a great week at the ACA, and we're all really, really psyched to see all these wonderful things happening.
So are you talking about the glass walls outside?
Right outside the little seating area, right on Vermilion.
So people will be able to see that up on Saturday evening.
They absolutely will be able to see it. Mm-hmm. It's in progress right now. He might actually still be painting it on Saturday, so it could be something you can watch being done at Art Walk, which fits in with Art Walk quite nicely.
Definitely. And, of course, for all information about these exhibits or tickets for the Roseanne Cash concert, you can get those through the
Acadiana Center for the Arts.org. For the Hyman Center performance, you can go to Ticketmaster.com. There's still tickets available. And she's been getting lots and lots of press, and it really should be an amazing show and a unique opportunity to see her.
And with her new album coming out.
The River and the Thread, yes. Mm-hmm. That's what she's focusing on, and it's a really, really good album. People are calling it her best work yet. So her only Louisiana show. So we hope to see a really great crowd.
All right. So that's all through the Acadiana Center for the Arts, but tickets through the Hyman Center as well.
Right.
This Saturday is Second Saturday Art Walk. It crept up on us because of Mardi Gras really fast. But at Jefferson Street will be quite lively. The weather should be really nice on Saturday. And exhibits, new and returning exhibits, will be in the gallery spaces all up and down Jefferson Street. And the ACA will be hopping with this beautiful installation piece by Leah Grafe and her collaborators, Allison Paul DeHart, Christy Cornell, and then, of course, for the performance, some other fabulous musicians the following weekend. And if you'd like to know more, you can contact the ACA or stop by their website. Well, thank you all for coming by to let us know more. Paige Krause with the Residency at the Center program, Leah Grafe, who's created by Ophelia that opens this Saturday, and Nicole LaCour working with the ACA. Thank you all.
Thank you.